Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
I want to say hello to all you guys out there, maybe in your trucks, in your semis, in your cars, walking, whatever you're doing. And we want to say thank you for joining us on this hour with us, our weekly hour to give you a glimpse into our family, your lives, possibly, and talk about the things we're just almost embarrassed to talk about, but hey,
we're going to do it anyway.
We're going to do it because it's fun. It's fun.
Not only is it Life with the Girlfriends, we've rebranded ourselves
up with Laugh.
Laugh with the Girlfriends. So you can do both right now.
Right. And you can go to one of our websites. You can go to... check us out here at juliehere.com. Mm-hmm. I'm still doing my strip and my shake, feeling good every day.
Julie said that she likes to strip and shake at the same time.
I do. And I can't decide.
That's
if
what
I like
you
strip
heard her say.
Or shake. What's my, you know, I like to shake first and strip or strip then shake. I'm not sure, but I like to do both.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake, shake, shake. Shake your booty.
Exactly. So, girlfriend, a lot to talk about today.
What's going on today?
A lot to talk about life. First off, I want to say this. I was listening to Adam Carolla.
Our dear friend,
yes,
Adam.
Our dear friend. And he was, so I listened to a lot of podcasts. Some podcasts I can barely get through. And here's the ones I don't like. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are blown out fake. Like, they're supposed to be stories.
Right.
I Facebook has this new thing called...
Facebook Watch.
Facebook Watch. Right. And it's supposed to go...
Yeah, and I'm interested in that.
Alba. No, not Jessica Alba. Jessica Biel. Jessica Biel Timberlake is the star of it.
And JBT.
Yes. I love the fact that she is right now into playing, like... like beauty crazy people. Like, you know, she's... obviously a gorgeous woman. Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous. But every time I see her now, it's without a stitch of makeup, mm-hmm. and a little crazy, mm-hmm. a little obsessive. Mm-hmm. And these are the roles she loves to play.
Okay.
You know, and I can't figure out if because, you know, her whole life, she's just been this beautiful girl, this beautiful woman.
And now she wants a little drama.
A little drama. She doesn't want to know what it's like to be like a regular person. And I'm like, no matter how hard you try, honey, you've got really high cheekbones.
You're never going to be like us.
You've been had Botox for a long time. I'm guessing. Come on, girlfriend. Come on. So, I don't know. I mean, like, so here's the thing. I started listening to, so I heard about Limetown. That's the name of the podcast or the show on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, it's a podcast. I'll listen to it. Mm-hmm. And I heard it advertised on one of Adam Carolla's podcasts with Mark Garricos. He does a Reasonable Doubt weekly podcast about the law and stuff like that. And they mentioned it was being advertised. And they were saying it's about a town in the U.S. where everybody in the town disappeared, men, women, and children. I'm like, is this a real story? Mm-hmm. Could this possibly be?
And how come we don't know about it?
We don't know about it, what's going on, things like that. And so I decide, and they don't really tell you, is it real or not real? So I go on and I listen to two of the first episodes. And
as a podcast or on?
A podcast.
Okay.
A podcast. Because I don't have time to really watch it. I got time to listen to a podcast, mm-hmm. you know, here and there. And I'm thinking, I can't really tell you if it's real or fake. It just sounds a little bit too well produced. Meaning the people who are, it's done in interview action. Like, I'm coming to you and I'm interviewing about the events that occurred. Mm-hmm. Tell me your perspective. Mm-hmm. And the people who are relaying their perspective sound a little bit too savvy.
Did they survive the...
whatever it is,
whatever
right?
Whatever happened?
Yes. Not all
they
of them.
Weren't one of the 300.
We don't know. Like, some of the 300, that they just disappeared. Now, I don't disagree this could ever happen because through life,
exactly.
I've heard stories about, you know, so-and-so, like, this plane just disappeared.
Right.
We don't know what happened to it.
Right.
And, like, hey, I saw that person walking in the street.
Well, I was watching Ghost Nation last mm-hmm. night.
Right.
And that's the one that, you know, used to be Ghost Hunters.
Yes.
It's the other guy. So
yes.
He's on Ghost Nation now.
Jay, right?
Or Jay, yeah. And so they were doing this one house, and they always go and look up, go to the town, whatever.
Right.
and look up who lived in the house before.
Yeah.
If there's any deaths there and stuff. And because in this particular house, they've seen a little girl. And so it come to find out the house was rebuilt over Mormon cemetery.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Which is very interesting because you don't think of Mormons.
I'm sorry. Amish.
Okay.
What? You don't think of Mormons burying their dead?
No, they do. I just don't think of it as an old religion that, like, right. It's old, old.
Right. So it was the Amish ceremonies.
Got it. Yeah.
And
sorry, people, that we're both just kind of coughing a little bit. I don't know why.
It's crazy. I don't know.
I know. It's wintertime.
But they did say that they didn't have any where a little girl died in the area.
They didn't have that. Okay.
They didn't have that. But what they had was a little girl just vanished.
Ooh.
At 4 years of age.
Wink. Just vanished.
Just vanished.
Yeah.
Just disappeared.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's been going on.
Right.
So, you know, who knows what happens but when someone vanishes.
Exactly. At four, I think, you know, sorry. I'm thinking that someone was involved. And
yeah.
And so I guess she didn't make it past four. If she's a ghost at four.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We're connecting dots that really aren't there
yet. But I'm just saying that people do
vanish.
Disappear.
They just disappear.
They just vanish.
They just vanish.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, in some ways, I have a cousin that I cannot get a hold of for a couple years.
Right.
You know, we weren't close.
She was on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, stopped.
Stopped.
Right.
I wasn't close to her because we were a different generation. Weren't really close, but we were,
close enough.
Knew her close enough.
Yeah.
And then
that you would call
once in a while.
And we invited her up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Didn't happen. And then, her family has passed away. She's the last of her family.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I should try and keep up with her more.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where to get a hold of her.
You don't even know where to begin.
I don't even know where to begin.
Yeah.
And I've done the Google searches and the Bing searches.
Right.
You know, and don't you always sidebar real quick. Doesn't that piss you off when people make fun of people who use Bing? Because I use Bing. I use Bing more than Google.
I do too.
And I know why I do. I like that pretty background.
Yeah.
You know?
People make fun of me? I didn't even know that.
Oh,
I use Bing?
No, they always
I was
talk
like,
about...
go Bing it.
Yeah, that's why I said Bing it.
I'd rather Google. Bing
I go Bing it.
Screw
just
Google.
Just go Bing it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring the Bing back.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's my goal. So back to the story. So yeah, it's not out of the realm that a small town like 300 mm-hmm. just vanishes.
It's not out of the realm. No.
No, I mean, we can go to, you know, back into the Aztecian times or Mayans and they're like, wow.
What happened to that?
What happened to that culture? This whole village just left, went out, stood up and left, you know?
Well, they stood up.
Walked away. Don't they tell you like stories about how this table was still set for dinner? What happened between lunch and dinner, people? We don't know. The sirens went off. The flood came. They're like,
yeah,
or
they,
most likely it was
did,
the Spaniards.
They did set the table.
Shit, the Spaniards are coming. Run! Run!
And there was woolly mammoth still there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Eating an apple.
I know I'm probably mixing all kinds of history, mixing it up and together. And, and it comes out into the Family Guy story. That's what I'm doing. So anyway, so I started listening to Limetown. I'm going to tell you right now, it was said it's like the number one podcast on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
I found it to be garbage.
Wow.
I mean, literally, like, I don't have time to listen to this if I know it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not real, I feel personally that I would rather listen to an audiobook by Stephen King,
mm-hmm.
you know, told to me by Lou Diamond Phillips, you
know,
something like that.
Yeah. I feel something a little upgraded.
Well, then I feel like, oh, I can at least say I read this book.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. I heard the unabridged version, but don't catch me in that little lie. I mean, I'm asking you truthfully, Mother, because I know you're a reader.
Yes.
If I said I read, you know, the whole collection of Stephen King's books, but I really audibled it.
Right.
Do you think I'm cheating? Do you think I'm cutting? Is it just like cutting hairs?
No, but I am jealous, though.
Okay, got it.
Because
you're jealous.
Reading you know, listen, we have Maps of Meaning.
Yes.
We just ordered it. It is teeny tiny little print. You have to like
500-page book.
And 500 pages. And that is what we're going to do for 2020.
Yes.
Get through Maps of Meaning.
Yes.
Now, we have tried to listen to Jordan read Maps of Meaning to us.
Right.
No can do.
No can do.
No can do.
It is interesting how technology has really upped the ante of how we can consume things.
Right.
And there are, from my opinion, there are different ways to consume different things.
Yes.
And I tried to listen to Jordan. I mean, I returned the Audible. I'm right. Like, I've got the book. I enjoyed the book because yeah. I can take it in like a page at chunks
yeah.
and absorb it.
Yeah. We only do a few paragraphs at a time.
Yeah, we took a whole year to read it.
Right. And maybe two.
Maybe two, right. Yeah. And then
it keeps me alive.
Right. It keeps you alive. It's your spirit feels alive.
I can't go until I finished it.
Alive. And then once in a while, you'll hear somebody go, oh, man, that Jordan Peterson, he's such a horrible person. You're like, what?
He's such what? A rabble rouser.
He's such a right wing. You're like, what? He's not right wing at all. What? Yeah. Say what?
What happened to the world, Julie?
And then you just realize people, if you say enough stuff out there,
yeah.
someone can take, well, extrapolate.
Yes.
That's not how it said in my mind, but that's good.
But you did a good job of that.
Thank you. Anything. I mean, the truth is, I'm sure if you've gone through our podcast and if you did not
hear our number one podcast
in mother daughter
category
truckers category
mother daughter trucking
exactly
coaching.
Funny coaching, we do it all, Renaissance people. Well, I was thinking the other day how the commuter, however you define it, is really the new Renaissance person,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of us really use that time in our vehicle to nourish our brain.
Right.
We just do.
Right.
And then when we come home, we're not nourishing it. We're maybe binging on Netflix or taking care of family stuff or cleaning house
like
or whatever.
Bob and Tom, would you consider that nourishing your brain?
Yeah. I guess they're no longer together. No, Bob and Tom are still together. Opie and Andy, is that a radio show host?
Oh, I don't know.
But I think they're no longer together.
At least Christine Marie and Julie are still together.
Yes. And so, Limetown, no, but one of our podcasts that we listen to is Dan Savage, and we haven't been listening to them as much anymore.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. Maybe we just got busier. But there have been weeks that go by and we don't listen to Dan, and then this week we did.
Mm, yes,
and we every time is a new revelation,
right?
And every time is, you know, 9 times out of 10 I have to have my barf bag.
Right.
Handy.
Why do you think we both enjoy listening to it? Because it doesn't represent our lives at all.
I know. You know, when even when Dan Savage talks about vanilla,
yes,
he's not even talking about us.
No.
we're like albinos.
Exactly.
We're not even vanilla.
Or not, but we can't get, yeah, we're transparent.
We cannot let the sun touch us.
Exactly.
We are that white.
For sure, being burned. Exactly.
But I had a little barf moment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions, because Dan has, you know, questions, and he has the answers.
Yes.
And but one of the women called in and said that she unexpectedly, and I don't know how this happened, but it was unexpected that she found out that she had a kink.
Hmm.
And I don't know how she found out unexpectedly.
Hmm, right.
But it was a pee fetish.
Hmm.
P-E-E, I guess.
Yeah.
Not the princess and the P-E-A.
Right. That'd be my fetish. I like to see if I can feel this pee underneath this mattress.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even have a towel underneath it. It's like, oh. Like,
I can feel the pee. I could feel the pee.
You could feel it. Me?
Yeah.
I need a thin line of plastic, you know, from like, you know, real thin, like the cover of food, and you put that over a pee, and then I sit on it, and I go, I'm not sure if there's a pee there or not.
You still don't know.
I really don't know.
Yeah. But see, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
You wouldn't, because you're a princess.
I can't.
Now, unfortunately, your husband is more of a princess.
I know.
And so he'd have like 12 mattresses. And then he goes, there's still a pee underneath here, people. How dare you?
We'll talk later about husbands as princesses.
Yes.
We have to do that. But so the questioner said, so Dan, I unexpectedly discovered a fetish or a kink.
Yes.
And it's a pee kink. And so I found it and I tried to talk to my boyfriend about this. And he's pee shy. Mm. So, and we understand that because sometimes when girls go to the bathroom,
yes,
you know, they have to have water running or something because you don't want somebody else to hear you peeing.
Right.
You know,
I've done that. I did that the other day. I was in a bathroom and I knew the person outside the bathroom door was washing the floor. Uh-huh. And I had a hard time. My pee anxiety level went up.
Yeah.
And I turned the water on. And I'm sure they knew exactly what I was doing. Like, oh, she has to turn the water on.
She has a shy bladder.
She has a shy bladder.
Aww.
Yes. I really don't. But at that moment, I'm like, I don't have all day to relax here. It's sort of just like background, you know, like when
so you need something
like sleep music.
Yeah. Oh my God. What if we invented something?
Holy
Mother
God.
For bathrooms.
Oh, that's so awesome.
That just you put you can maybe cost a nickel.
Yeah.
Just a nickel.
No, or like it's like a keychain.
Yeah.
It's on your keychain.
Yeah.
And it would be like urine sounding like pee. So like, what if
OMG.
Would you have it be a distraction? Like, would it have it be like water running?
So you're thinking you'd sell it to people, and I was thinking to sell it to John's.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you know what though, it'd be better to sell it to people,
right?
Because like within the first
John's
24
don't
hours,
buy anything.
Within the first 24 hours, it'd be destroyed.
Yes.
Or as Dad says, he goes, anytime there is any clear space in any kind of men's world, somebody draws a penis and two balls around it.
Yeah, exactly.
And he said, even when he goes to the trucking, what is it, Global 4?
Yeah.
Where all the semis go. He said, even where you put the little buttons, you know, press the buttons to get in.
Yeah.
Somebody managed to draw a little tiny cock and balls.
And during the election time, somebody would always put in front of that cock and balls either the word Hillary or Trump. Either one. And sometimes it's, and it's like a little peach cheek. And then Hillary, peach cheek, and Trump, like, you know, and it's like, okay, guys. So, you know, I tried to guess who was going to win by the amount of, you know, cock and balls and named Hillary or Trump in front of it. It was 50-50. So uh-huh. I so I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure the one cock and balls won the popular vote.
Yeah.
And the other
One won the popular vote. The other one won the Electoral College.
The Electoral College.
Yeah. Is that right?
Because those had little graduation caps on them.
What's it called?
The Electoral College.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, did I say it right?
Yeah.
It's like nuclear and nuclear. I'm not, you know.
And basically, it's unclear whether it's nuclear or nuclear.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Okay,
get
so
it.
Let me get back to the story.
Go for it.
So this is where
pee fetish. Got it.
And so she's asked her boyfriend now, and he is pee shy, and so she wants to know. She asked Dan what she can do to help him in his pee shyness, and then you know Dan's like. Really, you know, and you know, drink a lot of water.
Yeah,
he suggests that if he's peeing in midstream, he stops and turns around, and she's in the shower.
Yes,
and then he pees a little bit on her, and so they do. She said she's tried that already, and he's managed to do a trickle or whatever. But what she's come to find out, what she's really getting to, is that she wants him to pee inside of her. This is where I need my barf bag.
Also, I did not know that was a thing.
I've been married a long time.
Sometimes you felt bored. And you're like, well, what is this pee thing all about? Maybe Norman and I should think about it. Yeah,
well, especially when Trump did it. And it was like, well, God, if the president can do it,
right,
we should try it.
Right.
Know? But no, this was a little different.
I did get eaten, you know, bit by a jellyfish one time, and I thought about it, you know, maybe.
and that's when you
connect the dots.
That's when you get to pee.
Yeah, that's right. When it starts. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, maybe that's how she would have done it. She goes, honey, I just got bit by a jellyfish. You got to pee on me. It's life or death.
Yeah.
But then.
Where'd you get bit? In my uterus.
In my vagina.
In my vagina. Way up in there.
Oh, my God. So then you and I, we couldn't, I think something happened. We had to turn it off.
Yeah.
We could not go any further.
Right.
And so, but later that night, you know, Norm and I are in bed and I go, oh, I have a question for you, Dan Savage.
Yes.
And I want you, you know, and so I posed this question to him.
Yes. Okay. What did he say?
And he said, because I didn't think it was physically possible.
Right.
To
I agree with you.
Yeah. So he said the only way he thought about it is if you were engaged in coitus,
mm-hmm.
coitus.
Okay.
Or I'm unclear as to which one. That you would be inside the woman,
mm-hmm.
and then as you're done,
mm-hmm.
but you're still not soft yet,
mm-hmm.
you could pee then.
Okay.
That's what he thought.
That's okay.
But if you start getting flaccid,
mm-hmm.
then it's going to be tough. You
got
know?
It.
So this is how he explained it all to me.
Uh-huh.
In very, very technical ways like that.
Okay, good.
And then he goes, oh, by any chance that you have any other questions for me? Just like that, like,
yeah.
Is there any other thing that you would like me to clarify for you?
Yeah.
You know, I am the man around here.
Yeah, I know enough about my
yeah.
I as a daughter, I'm gonna need therapy at this moment.
Because he felt like he knew more than Dan Savage at that point. Because Dan was like, I don't know, you know,
right?
I don't think Dan ever had that issue,
right?
But Dan did say though, be careful. You know, maybe your pee has some bacteria that's not
right.
Together and I don't know if everybody else needs their barf bags out there right now, but that's what I did. I needed
I will just interject from my generation. I didn't know that was a thing either, but I guess this is what I have a problem with everything being known to all of us. Like there is always an up and an ante, you know, like
yeah.
Okay, so you've done, you know, you've drank a beer here and there, and then you heard somebody goes, you know, you get Coke and Jack's pretty good,
mm-hmm.
and you don't need as much to get a little buzz.
Or if you drink it upside down,
right? Or you put, are you in? Or you put, or you soak a tampon in it and shove it up your tush? You're like, what?
I'm not even sure it's your tush.
Yeah,
you soak a tampon in gin.
Okay, and then, and put that tampon where it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you're going,
you gotta,
wait a minute. I started off with having a beer here once in a while.
Yeah.
And now I'm here.
And this is pre-going out.
Right.
You've got to soak your tampon in gin.
Because why spend money on a buzz?
Yeah.
And so then all of a sudden, and I'm like, well, you spend money on a buzz because you help the local economy, assholes. That's the reason why you spend money on a buzz.
CVS okay. thanks you.
Yeah, exactly. You help your local economy, people. Okay. So anyway, I'm just saying that there are people out there that have to.
What about this? Gin-soaked tampons.
What about that?
That's my next.
What's the next thing?
On Amazon.
You're going to sell them?
I'm going to sell them on Amazon.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is actually a really brilliant idea.
Yeah.
I mean, just go do it.
Next to the pee keychain.
Right.
You press a little button on the keychain and it sounds
because
like
you
urine.
Can buy in a can a latte, you know, like a coffee and cream drink from, from Starbucks.
Uh-huh, in a can.
Yeah, I'm sure mm-hmm. a ton of sugar in it as well.
Uh-huh.
So previously you had to make that yourself.
Right.
And now you can buy it in a can.
Right.
So you would literally in
anything that you had to make yourself now should be done
by
for you.
Purchased at Amazon.
Yeah.
Or however you do it.
Now we only need the monkey to insert it.
Yeah.
Because God forbid we start doing anything ourselves.
You know, it takes. There is always this up in the ante. Now, I do know, and I believe this, because I feel like if you've gotten out of control in any situation of your life,
mm-hmm.
like I was looking at Netflix yesterday and I was looking at continue watching list.
Uh-huh.
There must be like 50 of those things that we've kind of plugged in and not finished or plugged in and then like continue watching. I'm like, oh my God. First off, I need a break free either of real TV or of Netflix. I don't know what's going on. And you need a break to reset yourself. A lot of people call it Sober October. It's a little resetting.
Just a reset.
You guys know me. I work with my sugar issues and I try and abstain. And then like this year, I've already got my sugar days planned. It's my birthday, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Eve. That's it. Nothing more. Nothing more. Because I know that I could have a tendency to plan my life around like baking other cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving of the cookies, you know, all this stuff, baking the desserts, you know, so now where I really thought a pee fetish was just somebody wants to pee on you.
Yeah. Oh, no. They upped the ante.
And I thought, well, you know, I mean, like, if I... And I thought to myself, do I even ask Doug about this?
You were wrong about that. A pee fetish is somebody... Oh, yeah. Somebody wants to pee on you. Yes, you're right.
Or being peed on. One or the other. That's a thing. Receiving or... A catcher or a pitcher. Right. One or the other.
Right.
Okay. That's just it. Yeah. And I like the idea... And my lizard brain... I love to downgrade all sexual stuff to pitcher and catcher. Is it? I mean, the pitcher and the catcher.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, get it. Perfect.
All you need to know is which one's which.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And then so either one can have a pee fetish. But the idea that, oh, you know, now we're peeing inside orifices.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't know. When did that happen? And now I can't rewrite. Now my brain is being rewired. Now like a little thing.
Creature.
What do they call it when like
antenna?
You're growing neutrons or you're growing
cells,
neurons or neural pathways.
Okay.
So a new neural pathway has just grown in my brain to now contemplate the idea of this.
Yeah.
And that somebody out there is getting, you know, like totally aroused by this.
Yeah.
Now, it's shutting me down. Yeah. However, somebody tell me enough like, oh, you got to try this. You got to try this. You got to try this. I'm like, really? I got to try this? Holy cow. Yeah, you got to try some new things.
You know, it's kind of embarrassing, though, because you're talking about sugar. yesterday was my birthday.
Yes.
And you guys were going to take me to Rockford and to go, you know.
It was your day.
And it was my day. But we got a little email from Nothing But Cakes.
Yes.
Which is in Rockford. And
yes.
It's an actually fun place to go. Mm-hmm. And it said from 11:15 to 12:15,
right,
you can receive a miniature buntlet.
Yes.
And you guys are going, well, we're taking Mama for her birthday to Nothing But Cakes.
Yeah.
So we left in plenty of time.
Yes.
However, I don't know what happened, but we were late. And we were 2 minutes late. And so you guys did not get me a little buntlet.
Well, first of all, we drove by initially, and the line was like 70 long.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I said, I ain't waiting in line for...
Yeah, for a free buntlet.
Yeah.
And you said, right, Mama?
Yeah.
I went, oh, okay. All right.
That's the right decision, right, Mama? I'll buy you a buntlet later on. Okay.
So then we went by it again, and the line was down.
Yes.
But you guys ran in to get me my little birthday buntlet.
Well, you said it ended at 1.
I know I was wrong.
You were wrong. I'm like, and I was missing by literally 1 or 2 minutes. It was crazy. I'm like, well, why can't you still give me one? Yeah. I'm sure there's one back there.
Yeah.
No firm deadline time.
Yeah. Like, and then you went, it's my mom's birthday.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, sorry.
No.
Sorry.
Take one of these little things here.
Yeah.
Which we didn't. We didn't even have it.
No, because it fell and then it had an hair on it. I'm like, ah.
But it was kind of funny that what we would do for a free buntlet.
Well, because at that point, you're looking at something you do. And like, well, hey, this is kind of nice. What a coincidence. Must be meant to be.
Yeah.
Meant to be, you know. And but now that we know this, is the 15th of November every year?
Every year.
Is National Bunt Cake?
National Bunt
Butt yes. Day cake?
Yeah, now we can be there on time.
I guess.
Now we'll be there on time. Exactly. You know, my Aunt Roseanne called me for my birthday.
Yeah.
Now she's pushing 90.
Yeah.
And she doesn't understand why she can't get a hold of me.
Right.
She tries calling me on my landline. But we use our landline for business. Other than that, the volume is turned off. It does not ring. We do not... Every call... You know, if people have an emergency, they know to call you or to call my jitterbug.
Right.
You know, and I rarely have my jitterbug with me, tell you the truth. It's usually out in the car. So she knows that she has to call you. You answer and you'll somehow get a hold of me to tell me to call her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which bugs the crap out of
which
her.
Which bugs the shit out of her.
Right.
And so she called me for my birthday.
Yes.
But she had to call you.
Yes.
And then I called her. You notified me.
Yes.
And I called her. And I had to hear, like, tell me what is going on. Why can't I reach you? And every time I say, yes, we do have a landline, which she doesn't even know what that means.
Right.
She doesn't know what a landline is.
She goes, well, obviously, it's a landline. Yeah.
And I say then, but we keep the ringer off. Because we don't answer it. It's, we just use it for business, for our, you know. Mm-hmm. But you can always reach me, call Julie, and she'll get a hold of me.
Yes, which I did.
And she goes, you people are crazy. Mm. I don't get it.
Yes.
I don't understand it. So I'm trying to, you know, steer the topic away because she could go on for like 10, 15 minutes.
And
it gets old.
You're right.
Quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time I talked to her, she recommended, she goes to her local library and then she gets DVDs. And she watches them on her tummy TV.
Got it.
So she that's her highest chain of like, that's like, whoa, DVDs. You
got
know?
It.
So she goes to the library and gets them. And so she recommended Poldark, which is like a, because she knows I liked Masterpiece Theater and I like British stuff. And so I looked up on my Netflix and there, and Poldark is there. And I watched season one and I absolutely loved it. And so I told her, I said, I want to thank you for, you know, telling me about Poldark.
Right.
And she said, oh, I'm on season five now. And she goes, how did you find it? You go to the library?
Uh-huh.
And I go, I know, I got it on Netflix. And she goes, well, what's Netflix?
Uh-huh.
And I go, well, Netflix is a thing on my TV.
Right.
And she goes, well, how do you get it? I go, well, you order it. And then, and yeah, but where is it at on your TV? I had, you know, I go, well, I have to go to Netflix. It's a little thing on my Roku thing or whatever.
Did she ask you what Roku was?
She's like, again, you people are crazy.
Right.
Why don't you just go to the library?
Right.
And get it, you know, and then I had to explain to her, well, we are in sort of an orphan area and we are, our library makes both of us, but both counties make us pay to use our library.
Yes.
But we wouldn't even have a tummy TV anyway.
Right.
She doesn't even understand that. What? You don't have a thing that you put on your tummy and you can stick the thing in? And No. So my Aunt Roseanne thinks I'm crazy.
Right.
For sure. But speaking of Netflix.
Well, don't you love it though? Like when the TVs first came out, they were really small.
Yeah.
And then they got really, really big and bulky, like, you know.
Yeah.
12 feet deep, you know, and then sometimes your TV was just like a stand. Like I have a picture of me being a baby and the picture is you holding me. I think Dad's behind you in Grandma and Grandpa's living room in Belleville, Illinois.
Right.
And next to them is a TV on top of a TV.
Oh, of course.
Because the initial TV was this big, huge, it had speakers on both sides.
Yes.
It was a big, huge, you know, thing.
Right.
And that TV must have broke.
Of course.
And then they like, well, we'll just use it as a stand. And iconically, there's no TV on top of it.
That's exactly right.
And I say iconically because I think a lot of people did that.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
And so forth. And so so
look over here, people. Do not see that there is a TV on top of a TV.
And now kids are watching their screens on their phones. I think that would really drive her crazy.
Yeah.
To know that most people,
like
a lot of people are like literally watching and consuming Netflix on their phone.
Well, she doesn't even have a cell phone.
No. So she's like, how do you watch a TV show on your phone?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
I'm like, well, you have a car, right? She goes, yeah. I go, how do you not have a cell phone? What happens if you break down or you need to, I've never broken down. What are you, crazy? My car doesn't break down.
I only go 5 miles. And the 5 miles I go, I'm always next to a store. I can just pop out of my car, walk in. Could you call a tow truck for me?
It's California.
And they'll be like, lady, why don't you have a cell phone?
Exactly. So speaking of Netflix, so I wanted to say that Dad and I watched Jeff Garlin's Comedy Network comedy special on Netflix. And, you know, I have to say, I didn't think it was funny at all. And you
now,
know
who
me,
is he?
Jeff Garlin is on Larry David.
Okay.
He plays one of the executives. But he's also the dad, I think, on the Goldbergs.
Oh, I know him, yes. Okay, he's a longtime character actor.
Right.
And yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I mean, I understand in the old days, if you got a Netflix special, you had to be damn good.
Yes.
You were Dave Chappelle. You were good, you know.
Exactly.
And now it's just like, he just stood up. He was in Chicago and he just like told stories and made sure that we laughed. Like, and if I deliver it like this, people, you're going to laugh, you know. So I have to say, I mean, much as I like Jeff Garlin, he's an okay guy.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy this comedy special.
Well.
And then I went to Jim Gaffigan and watched one that was probably like 8 years old.
Yeah.
And laughed out loud.
Okay. He's funny. Jim Gaffigan is funny.
I love him because he's funny and not dirty.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not against
being
dirty.
No, you're not against it. Hello, we listen to Dan Savage once in a while.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's a different brand of humor.
Right. I get that. And then I think you're right. Now, first off, Netflix right now is like flush with cash.
Yeah.
And they are just dishing out money right and left to people to confer content.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because they've got so much content. Yeah. You don't have to really look anyplace else.
Well, I mean, if we just did, you know, we've got 10 years, right, of us doing this podcast. If we could come just do it with the best of. If someone, not us, because I don't have the time or patience to go through 10 years and do our best bits.
Yes.
And then write them all down.
Right.
And then we'd have probably three or
easily
four Netflix specials.
Right.
We would just do it. What the hell, Netflix?
Well, would you want them to approach you first and say, but how are they going to hold of you? You don't answer your home phone.
Roseanne.
They'll have to call me. I don't answer a number. I don't know. I'm
That's
sure
true.
They have
like,
an unknown.
What? Los Angeles, California?
What
are they
that.
Trying to sell me now?
Exactly. Come on. Yesterday, I decided to answer the landline. I'm like, you know what? I need to start being braver and answer the landline. And there was a person going, and I'm not going to be judgy here, but they didn't. They had a pretty thick accent. I'm not going to say where. So why? I'm like, okay, this is some kind of service. And I'm like, you just won something in the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
What?
And I go, I know I didn't do this recently because I've been so frustrated with them.
Right.
Because I've been, you know, they make you buy stuff all along the way.
Those assholes.
And I'm just like, screw them. And I haven't won yet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they go, you probably don't even remember doing this, but it was previously. And I'm like, oh, okay. And what's going to happen is you're going to get a call from my supervisor to find out when you will be home. And I'm like, okay. And I just like, okay, thank you. And I hung up. And then the supervisor called right away. And
marketing.
I'm just like, screw that. I'm not answering that phone
call.
Then I Googled, will by chance Publisher Clearinghouse call me first? And they said, no, they will not call you first. So, but I had a cake.
But marketing is brilliant. They're getting so brilliant. I had yesterday, because it was my birthday, I had one of my quote unquote 5,000 Facebook friends send me a birthday greeting, and he it's a man, and he said, oh, by the way, I have some presents for you.
Yeah.
If you'll just give me your, you know, put your email in, you'll be receiving 4 months free this subscription to, you know, Astrological Times or whatever.
Right.
And you'll find out all about where you were born, you know, and all.
Yeah.
I went, wow. That was brilliant.
Yes. You know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Pretty brilliant.
Damn brilliant. Pretty damn brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. That's how he's growing his list.
That's how he's growing his
God,
list.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No.
Of course not. I like it.
Maybe I should have.
No. Of course not. Yeah. That's if you wanted that.
Yeah.
On your mind, you're like, I'm
no,
tired.
No. I was like going, my God, that is so brilliant.
Can I say something, though? When we first, years ago, I would say 10 years ago, when we were working on your friend, I would say, hi, we're just now friends. If you'd like to, you know, we create daily audio prosperity postcards.
Right.
And we send them a link. We did that exact same thing to them.
No.
Yeah, we used to do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
We were good in the old
days. We were good.
What the hell happened to us?
Life.
Yeah.
Trucking. Life.
You truckers out there.
Also.
Welcome, truckers.
In a virtual world.
Truckerpodcast.net.
Exactly. In a virtual world, it's hard to just keep doing virtual work. You know, you're just, everything is just virtually doing this. You're virtually doing that. It virtually gets done. Everything just, nothing feels
right for us.
Our complete.
It's not who we really are.
I don't know. I like to be that person.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, bring me down, girlfriend.
I'm sorry, girlfriend.
That's okay. So I like that you gave me, you say no for that one guy's podcast.
Jeff Garland. I would say no. But you know what? It's an hour of your time. It's an hour you'll never get back.
Yeah, I get it. So I was.
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go for it.
At the end, he goes like this. He goes, I want to thank you people out there for sticking with me for an hour. And I'm like, I almost didn't. And then he goes, but I want to tell you, my friend Jeff Mulvaney, he's funny. He's funnier than me. go to his Netflix thing.
Oh God, no.
And I'm thinking, is he going to get a penny for every viewer that goes to Jim Mulvaney's or whatever?
Everybody's just trying to help everybody else out. Yeah. It's crazy.
But the thing is, I did go there. I'd already seen it. It was funny.
Oh, he was good. He was good.
He was good.
He was good. Like, yeah. I
you were right. You're right. Yeah.
He is funny. Uh-huh. And how about giving me a bone earlier on?
Yeah.
I didn't want you to change channels earlier on.
Yeah.
Who is that name sounds familiar, Jeff Mahoney.
No, Jim Mulaney or something. He's not an actor or anything, but I mean, if you saw his, you would recognize.
I would recognize him. Yeah. Is he real skinny?
Yeah.
And real does he skinny. Come across tall, like a skinny. New England, like a Kennedy? Not he doesn't speak like a Kennedy. Just looks
possibly.
Like a Kennedy.
I can see why you would say.
Was
that.
Was he a Saturday Night Live writer?
Yes.
I think I know who he is.
Yes.
Okay.
He was.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So,
very arcane. Reference that you're pulling from, though.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, did he write for Saturday Night Live in the early, late 80s, early 90s? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
No, I know. Exactly. I pinpoint that name down. I got that name right. Awesome.
I like. Okay, Jules.
Did he look like the Kennedy that drove that girl off the bridge?
Which Kennedy?
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, I heard something exceptionally funny, and I wanted to share it with you because I, you know how I like to do threesomes, you know?
Yeah.
When I hear things three times,
right.
I take notice.
Right.
And what was going on is literally in the last week, I've been hearing doctors describe illnesses in very odd ways. Mm-hmm. Like this one doctor was talking about getting, you know, what happens with a colonoscopy. Mm-hmm. And that when you get a colonoscopy, because if you listened last week, I was with a friend and he said that he has had a colonoscopy and he usually wakes up during the middle of it when they get 12 feet in.
Right.
And I'm like, 12 feet in? What the heck? 12 feet in? And I thought that was a great horror film movie. 12 feet in. Didn't know where it goes, you know,
Yeah. Okay. But we thought at least it was a great title.
So this doctor was talking about what happens, because then I got on this dive into like, well, what really happens in a colonoscopy?
You were deep diving into colonoscopies.
Yes. And it really, you could go about 12 feet in, you know, depending on where lower and upper and all that good stuff. There's a lot going in there. It's a little scary, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, they said that you have like these polyps. In your colon, and they just grab them, take them out. Mm-hmm. And what they look like are like skin tags. A lot of little skin tags inside your colon. And I thought, oh my God. I go, I got skin tags in my colon. And I just thought, oh, you know.
Visual.
Like, oh. I'm like, because like, I know why I get a skin tag sometimes. Like, I get a skin tag because I have a couple skin tags on my bra line. Mm-hmm. I remember showing my doctor that one time, and she's like, oh, you get in there because your skin mutates from the rubbing of your bra strap. And I'm like, oh, I have a mutation on my skin. But what's rubbing down there? What's rubbing down there?
Excuse our Elliot. We're going to close the door on him. He saw a squirrel.
So when I ask you what's rubbing in your colon,
yeah,
to make skin tags,
I know exactly. What's
exactly,
right.
I'm like, yes, exactly. Fiber, roughage.
Popcorn. That's two pieces of lettuce that I and so, eat with my steak.
Exactly, and so then I was listening to Adam Carolla in this classic, and Alison Rosen was talking about how she was having her uterus cleaned out. Or she had some polyps. Is it polyps in her uterus? And the way her doctor described it was like she had lots of little mushrooms growing in her inside of her uterus.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes I smile, but I don't laugh. I laughed.
You laughed out loud.
Because what happened then, Adam goes, well, how'd they get that pig up there? Because pigs find mushrooms. You know, they truffles. That's how you find truffles. I don't know. Did you, I thought that was hysterical.
I didn't even get it.
I didn't get it.
That was great.
And I thought that was.
Oh, that would be so funny. Like, here, you know, the doctor, you go in for your whatever, And the doctor brings his special tool in.
It's a pig.
It's a pig.
He goes, now we've trained this pig.
This is a mushroom-seeking pig.
I don't even have to go inside to take a look. If he goes, I'm going to just put the pig next to you, Coochie.
He goes crazy. He
tries we're going to get in. There. We're going in.
He goes in there.
We're going in. We're going old school.
And those mushrooms are worth about $1,000 an ounce.
I know. And we had to train him by, like, we took a woman's mushrooms out. And we put it on the pig's teats. That's how they got them to like truffles.
Oh, really?
Yes. They had to take, they took a, they, the whole process training pigs to search for mushrooms and truffles.
Yeah.
And
I'll tell you what's even harder.
Yeah.
Is like when you have to find that pig that's eating an apple and kill it then to have that, when you have those barbecues or the pig roast. It's hard.
How did you get that apple in that pig's mouth? It took me a long time
to find that pig.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that pig's life, before he got killed, he was having his
so
best
happy.
Life ever.
Oh, my God. I found an apple.
I found an apple.
What's that pain in my back?
Oh, man. I'm going. That's horrible. That's horrible. Yeah. I'm so sorry. That's so great. That's so great. So, yeah. So, it's sort of like, you know, and it's a little interesting because, you know, those guys out there that search for those mushrooms, you know, they're always those fun guys.
Those fun guys. That was my joke.
I know it was.
You know, this mushroom walks into a bar and the bartender goes, we don't serve you guys. You're kind here. Okay. And he goes, but, hey, wait a minute. I'm a fun guy.
I'm a fun guy. Yeah.
Or this ham sandwich walks into a bar and the bartender goes, hey, we don't serve food here.
Yeah, exactly. So I was thinking about doctors, like how do they just describe skin tags or mushrooms to other people? You're like, oh, I go, can I have a plate of female, you know, those things that look like female polyps? No. Are you mushrooms?
Could you put some female polyps on my hamburger?
I really love deep fried battered female polyps.
Oh yeah! Every Friday,
Julie and I
go to a special place where we get the
deep fried pickles.
It's
and
so
polyps.
Funny. Every Friday we get deep fried pickles and deep fried mushrooms.
Yes, not every, but yes, once in a while.
No, almost every Friday.
Yeah, exactly. Because this Friday we didn't.
No, because we were getting the buntlet cake.
Exactly.
Not so free buntlet cake.
Exactly. Exactly. So, before we kind of conclude, I just want to come clean because I've been talking to you about how I've been really trying to avoid. We're having an update right now. We're having a road rage update because I've been talking about how I'm really trying to get over this road rage problem that I have.
Yeah.
And
you had a bad one with me the other day.
Yes. I gave someone the finger.
Yeah.
In the middle of Rochelle. Yeah. And I felt so bad about it.
And you actually made eye contact too, right?
Which I broke the rules.
Yeah.
Some of the rules, because there's a big, in this one rest area in Illinois, they have a poster of how to avoid road rage. And one was, don't make eye contact. Mm-hmm. That is the first rule. Mm-hmm. I broke that. Yeah. I totally broke that.
Yeah.
But because I made eye contact though, that's when I got my rage went up because I felt she was being hostile.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you're driving aggressively towards me.
Right.
I'm going to meet you with my finger.
Right.
Number two, I don't think I went over all the rules. I only remember four so far. I'm going to keep going back and remembering more.
Correct.
Don't tailgate.
Okay.
Tailgating's horrible.
And that leads to road rage as well.
Well, that leads to road rage, and that's what you do when you're enraged. You tailgate the guy.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
Got it.
Number three, lay off the horn. It may only sound like a little bit like a excuse you, but to the other person it sounds like excuse you.
A-ooga.
Yeah.
A-ooga.
And this last one, which I just love, and there's another rule in there which I will get next time, but it's not your job to teach them how to drive. And I'm like, all right, because honestly, there are so many cars on the road. If you get home safe, we should call it like a miracle.
I agree.
And a win. It's a win.
Yeah.
It's a win. But here's the dealio. Middle of Rochelle, during what they have as rush hour, there's about four blocks where you cannot make a left-hand turn. Just it's hard to. Mm-hmm. You're going to be pulling out in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to pull out in traffic when I knew that a person was coming down and they were turning. So the car behind them had to slow down. So I quickly pulled out. Mm-hmm. No, there's also a red light coming, so she would have had to slow down for a red light. Mm-hmm. So she, I wasn't of stopping course. Her flow.
Right.
I wasn't stopping her flow.
Her, the red light was going to stop her flow.
I wasn't her traffic tampon.
No.
Got it. Stopping the flow.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
This has really been the tampon show.
Exactly.
The gin-soaked tampon.
Yes. And then, so then anyway,
And gin-soaked cigarettes.
I turn, I'm going, she's accelerating intentionally. I could feel that.
Yeah. I felt the breeze.
Yeah.
She did.
And then I looked at her and she looked at me and she, and I'm like, fuck you, lady. I just gave my finger.
Yeah.
And I turned. I felt so bad.
But we were going to turn around and go back and get her.
I thought about it. And I'm like, oh, let's just let it be, you know?
Yeah.
But I really felt bad that I did that because I didn't want to engage. And I told you, I go, my God, it was such a natural reaction.
Yeah. Was this you reacted.
I reacted. Yeah. Even though I had told myself over and over again, we're not going to engage in road rage. Mm-hmm. We're not going to engage in road rage. And here is a situation.
Right.
And I matched her energy.
Yeah.
I think, I really don't know what her energy was. I'm guessing I matched her energy. What well, it was just all well, me. Well,
here's what was interesting is that Greg, your brother, added a new note to that road rage thing. Because he sometimes engages in it because he lives in the suburbs.
Yes.
And they drive like idiots out there. I mean, they're just idiots.
Right.
And so you do engage in road rage. And he said that here's what he does.
Yeah.
He used to have like, oh, you know, I'm a supporter of St. Blank's church.
Right.
And my kids go to this school.
My kids are on a roll at this kid's
school. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, and all that stuff. But he said he had to take all that down because he knows he engages in road rage.
Right.
Because now, if he engaged in road rage, the guy would go, oh, okay, you go to this school?
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait for you.
Right, exactly.
And
he's like, I need to be. And he also said that because somebody gave him the finger.
Yeah.
And he had no idea why.
Yeah.
He had no idea why. And that's happened to me before, too. Mm-hmm. I'm in my semi. A car aggressively went around me and then gave me the finger. And I'm like, I have no idea why you're doing this.
Yeah.
And trust me, mister, I am full-blown conscious of my driving when I'm on the semi.
Right.
I've got, you know, I weigh 80,000 pounds.
Right.
I am always aware.
Right.
Now, if I'm going too slow for your ass, for your, you know, your fast car ass, excuse me, you know, calm the
deal
F down.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. That car did not get in your possession for no reason. It got there by some semi. You know, some semi got you that car.
Oh, got it. You know? Oh, Jill, you're such a genius.
I am. I'm just saying. I'm tired of people nagging on the truckers.
That's right.
You know, yeah, and the idea that in 20 years we're going to have no truckers because it's all going to be automatic.
Yeah, yeah.
I doubt that too.
Can I say a shout out to our truckerpodcast.net people?
Yes. I'm working on that. That's exactly right. Yeah. Good. Truckerpodcast.net. Great. Is it trucker or truckerspodcast.net? No, no,
ooh,
no.
Ooh.
Well, try them both.
Probably.
I think it's truckerpodcast.net. So anyway, I feel like I will do better next time.
Yeah.
But the idea that I heard some people talk about how there really is no free will, I sometimes agree with that now.
Yeah.
Because at that moment, I had no free will.
Yeah.
I talked to you about it, and you said, you know, I know that what you didn't, it was totally a
reaction. Yeah.
You'll do better next time.
Yeah.
I told Dad the same story. He's like, I understand. He goes, I'm telling you right now, you cannot be a pussy on the road, Julie.
Yeah.
You can't. If you're going to be aggressive, man. Don't take it from him. And I'm like, all right, Dad, I'm not going to take it from him anymore.
That's why Dad has the testosterone of a 30-year-old man.
Exactly. Which we're shocked at. Like, so sorry, 30-year-old men. I did not know that's what it was nowadays. So, girlfriend, how was the podcast?
Hey, you know what? It was great.
It was great. It was great.